We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, a 52-7 win over Peabody Burns last Friday night, and that happened after a rare bye week for you guys, or open week, whatever you guys want to call it. What'd you like about that win last week?
Well, you know, our kids, you know, we didn't come out too hot. Peabody was definitely more physical, more tuned into the game at the beginning, but once we started rolling, they kind of just punched us in the mouth. Defensively, we couldn't move the ball worth a darn. But once we kind of woke up, I mean, we answered the bell there, and boy, things just started rolling for us.
And what do you feel like once you guys started clicking, what do you feel like got you guys success?
You know, early in the game, it was our, you know, spread game, our passing, or, you know, dumping off to whoever was open. Ty Glissman made some amazing catches kind of, you know, in that first half to help us out. I mean, we scored two touchdowns within the last 30 seconds of the half. And then in the second half, once we, you know, we talked and we got some adjustments made, our running game was amazing. I mean, we ran for 45 yards in the first half. We ran for 100 in the third quarter alone. So I thought, you know, overall offensively, we woke up and we started doing our job defensively all night. I thought we came up with a great game plan, Coach Williams did, and we executed it really, really well. That kid has thrown for 1,400 yards this year, and he only threw for 42 against us. So I'd call that a pretty big success.
Wow, and sounds like defense does some good things too, especially when you hold a guy that has thrown for over 1,400 yards to just 42 yards in one game. You got to be pleased with how your defense has been playing this year too.
Oh yeah, I mean, they've listened, they've done their jobs as to the best of their abilities. We get around the ball, we tackle. Nobody gets too much space in six man. I mean, space is the devil. So, I mean, if we can cut down space and make tackles, we do a pretty good job. And we always have, you know, more than one kid trying to get to the ball. If one kid ain't going to take him down, there's at least two, or if not three more coming to go finish the job. Our defense has been very, 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 very actually surprisingly good.
We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, I know this is kind of rare, but you're supposed to play SEC tomorrow, but they have decided to forfeit due to not having enough players. And with you guys being the district champions, you get a first-round bye next week. So you're going to be without games for the next couple weeks. I know we'll talk again next Thursday. But, you know, what's the rest of this week going to look like for you guys, knowing you're not going to be playing tomorrow night on such short notice?
Yeah, well, you know, we just decided to keep this week the same. So tonight we're going to act like there's a game tomorrow. We're going to go through a pregame practice and call it good. Tomorrow, I mean, might as well give them a day off. They've worked hard for it, you know. But I told them all week that we thought this could be a possibility, and we're going to treat it like it was the beginning of the year again. You know, we've got basically 3 weeks of practice before our next game, if you counted Monday. So, you know, instead of learning, we're perfecting, you know, and so that's what we're going to try to do. You know, if we don't do it perfect, there's going to be consequences in practice, and I think the kids have taken to that so far, and let's see if we can do that, keep doing that, and keeping our focus over the next couple of weeks before we have to play in the playoffs.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always, and enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Hey, I appreciate you.
That is Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas and Stewart Services, LLC on KVOE, live and local.